Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. A bill pre-filed in the Georgia State House could make certain feminine hygiene products exempt from a state sales tax. GPB Stephen Fowler reports.
Current state law means the purchase of products like tampons also carry the state's 4% sales tax. But advocacy groups like STOMP, Stop Tax on Menstrual Products, say that amounts to an unfair tax on women. Democrat Debbie Buckner of Junction City has pre-filed a measure that would make those products exempt from the tax. Buckner proposed a similar measure during the last legislative session. It never went up for a vote. If the bill does pass, Georgia would join 15 other states who have an exemption. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Rare earth elements have been found in kaolin mines in Middle Georgia. GPB's Ross Terrell explains.
Think about a periodic table. Elements in the top of the bottom two rows are considered rare earth elements. They're numbers 57 through 71. The metals are used to make things like MRI and X-ray machines, electric cars, smartphones, and magnets. Crawford Elliott, a geosciences professor at Georgia State, says finding them, it's just the first step.
The question is, how can you concentrate these rare earth elements so that you could make it mineable and so that you could extract these metals and bring them to market?
Elliott says the metals were found in kaolin residue, which usually gets thrown out. Right now, 90% of rare earth minerals come from China. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Christmas is behind us, but you still need to water your tree, GPB's Emily Jones explains.
With presents opened and parties over, it can be really easy to forget the Christmas tree. It can get really dry around this time after being inside for several weeks. Captain James Thompson of Savannah Fire and Emergency Services says that's a serious fire risk.
The extension cords and Christmas tree lights, there's always candles. And a dry Christmas tree makes contact with any of these, it'll really accelerate a fire fast.
Thompson says if a fire does start, the most important thing is to get out and make sure everyone is accounted for. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones.
And I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.